Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is an honor on sports radio here in Boston to welcome in NFL Hall of Famer, the legendary Jim Brown. Good afternoon, Mr. Brown. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I have a little cold, but I'm ready to talk.
Well, good.
You know, we were talking earlier about the relationship you have with Bill Belichick, and it goes back a long time. You guys have been friends for a long time.
That's true. A lot of respect when we met each other. And I worked as a consultant for him when he was coach of the Cleveland Browns. And he was able to win a playoff game, got into the playoffs 1 year. And then Modell, of course, moved the team. So since then, it's been history. I watched him come from a very low point to becoming one of the greatest coaches that ever lived. And I'm so happy. I asked him last night, just between you and me, how do you feel about your accomplishments? And he said, special. He said, this is special. And I was so glad to hear him say that, and that's the kind of relationship that we have.
You know, I saw a really powerful quote from you about Bill Belichick in Sports Illustrated a few years ago. You said, Bill Belichick has done more for black athletes than almost anybody out there in sports today. What did you mean by that comment, and what led you to say that?
Well, he's done more for the gangster culture and the disenfranchised, and that, of course, includes Latino African Americans because they're kind of out of the loop. He has worked with our American Foundation for years. He's been in my home by himself with these gangbangers, sitting in the living room, giving them an example of someone that's interested and they're turning their lives around. He's done the same thing in Cleveland in a hotel. He's been to a jail with me. He's been to a school with me. He's put money into our efforts. He's done everything that he could do so quietly. When if I needed to call on him, I could call on him at any time. Last night at our fair for the American Peacemakers Initiative, he was there for an hour and a half with this lady. And he spoke and told the people how he supported American. And so when he have done so much, and I look around and I hear all the talking heads, and all they're doing is talking, it's kind of amazing.
Could you tell us about the American program? Because he told me a while ago that he was there with you, and he was in the semicircle, and everybody was going around talking about what they had done and what the problems they talking about some of the problems they had. He said, I'm sitting there. He said, I'm talking about my kids not getting the good grades in school, my kids not spelling the way they should spell. So he said he felt kind of out of place, but he was honored to be there. Just tell us about the program a little bit.
Well, American has a curriculum of life management skills, which allows a person to bring their self-esteem up, and it teaches them the fundamentals on how to take responsibility for their own actions, which is paramount to allow a person to be successful, because success is a journey, not a destination. The feeling session that he participated in, he was no longer Bill Belichick. He was just another human being. And when he had to deal with his childhood conditioning, suddenly he was like a whole bunch of other people. When we brought the term father, even the two of you, when you start thinking of that term and what it means, now we have a different conversation going on. You're not sitting here with the power of gab. It's you as a four-year-old or five-year-old and the things you ingested that shaped you for the rest of your life. So he did experience that, and you did hear something, because what you just described is an American feeling session where kids get a chance to talk about how they feel and not be reprimanded if what they're feeling isn't correct. And because at some point they will come to grips with it, and it would be a relief for them to go on and live a more healthy life.
Another one of our favorites back home in Boston is Bill Russell. You and Bill Russell and George Foreman are kicking off what's called the Peacemakers. Tell me what that's about.
Well, when you look at the world and you look at diplomacy versus war, you would hope for global peace. And you'd like to talk to a greater understanding rather than talking to these categories of blackness, whiteness, Latino, these kind of things. And we have put systems in place with American curriculum to bring about changes in individuals. But what is the international message? The American Peacemakers international message is that all human beings deserve an equal opportunity to enjoy freedom, equality, and justice. So we want to always be able to represent a coalition of individuals who believe in the peacemakers. And we can invite every human being to be a part of the peacemakers. The commercial side of it is that we're going to raise $20 million in the next year to apply to the violence. These young gangbangers killing each other. We're going to change the face of that. And we're also going to help a lot of these schools who need help desperately to make it a safe school and to be able to get our kids to attend and not drop out and to be able to get better grade point averages, better attendance, and less disciplinary actions. That's as clear as I can make it.
Jim, when you played, you were unafraid to speak about social issues. Bill Russell, we know in Boston, was unafraid to speak about social
anything,
issues.
About anything, yeah.
Right. You know, and you have challenged professional athletes to do the same. Is it African-American athletes specifically, or is it all athletes that you'd like to see take more of a social responsibility?
On the large scale, it's all Africans. I mean, it's all Americans, all athletes. But on the particular thing, when you pinpoint it, the African-American male who now is in a great position really has a responsibility to come together and to make significant contribution to the change in the dynamics of our country. Not just to have a foundation and take 10 kids to the zoo. That's okay and that's good charity. But to put their money and their celebrity in a cohesion with other ones and do some things that would be significant. If you just want to do things in the schools are waiting all over this country to get help. If you want to do it in the community, there are organizations that are waiting. American is waiting to embrace them and have them join forces with what we've already established. But why not? Because the struggle goes on. The Fritz Pollard Alliance last night had the commissioner and Mr. Rooney and the head of the officials and the officials that are going to officiate the Super Bowl and Doug Williams and Kellen Winslow. And the whole thing is to struggle to make it a balanced playing field. So if the commissioner is in the hood at a restaurant owned by an African-American and Mr. Rooney, who's one of the richest men and most reverend men in this country, the great Steelers, can be sitting there working on change, you're going to tell me that some of these other young athletes shouldn't be doing the same thing? The struggle goes on and will continue to go on.
It's an honor to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having me. Didn't want to preach, but I love it.
No, we love talking.
Let me ask you this. You know what? I grew up in Cleveland, and my folks always, I didn't get a chance to see you play live. My folks always said, the great thing about Jim Brown is he get up slow every time. They always thought they had him down. Why'd you always get up so slowly?
Got up slow so I'd have consistency. When I couldn't get up slow, they didn't know the difference.
Pretty smart. Thank you for taking
Thank
the time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Jim Brown joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.